Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the CAS podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson.
And I am Mark Vila, and today we're here to talk about local SEO, getting your business found online.
Okay, so I want to say two things right up front.
All
right. Just in case this is the first time you're listening and you're not staring at the CAS podcast website itself, CAS stands for Custom Apparel Startups. So we do all this kind of with an eye towards the bling business, the vinyl business, the custom embroidery business, and the printed t-shirt business.
Sure.
So that's our perspective when we come to all this, just so you know. And the other thing that I want to mention is most of the things we talk about today, 99% of them do not require you to have a website in order to participate in local SEO.
And I have something to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. The coffee this morning's like rocket fuel here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Let's pause this because now I need some. And SEO, for those of you folks that don't know, is search engine optimization. And it is all about getting your business found online, whether it's a website or a Facebook page or just walking in through your front door.
And it's not just about somebody, like you mentioned, finding your website
right,
or finding something like that. It's not just about Google searching, but it's about people going online, and they don't just go online on their computer, but they're doing it on the road, on their phone, parked in a parking lot,
yep,
trying to find something.
Or on their tablet, sitting at a Starbucks, or just, you know, it's a constant, I mean, you know, everybody's online all the time.
The hardest thing that I find, or the most frustrating thing, I should say, is I know that there's a local embroidery shop, like, a couple miles away from where we're sitting right now.
Yes.
And I've, you know, done it before where I've searched embroidery shop or embroidery company or embroidered t-shirts on my phone.
Yeah.
And that company that I know is right there doesn't show up.
Yeah, and you know what's a shame about that, Mark, is that, can I call you Mark?
Sure.
Okay. What's a shame about that, Mark, is that that Google and Bing and any search engine you want to use, they want to deliver you the best results that they can. And they want to deliver it to you geographically. So right now, I mean, most people are searching on their phones. When we look at our businesses and the analytics behind our websites, you know, that it's a growing part of the market. People are going to their phone and they're talking to it or they're typing something in to find a location for something like Tampa Custom T-shirts.
Yeah, and they're at a Starbucks or they're at a Panera Bread or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and they're talking about their business and what they want to do. And they say, you know what, for this new event, we need T-shirts. Hey Siri, where can I get local T-shirts? And you should be the number one answer if
right,
you're right, especially if you're right there.
And you've got to do something to show up, though. It's not just,
yeah,
you know, I mean, eventually, one day, Google and Bing and all the other search engines might find you by mistake. But they're not going to, you know, they're not going to associate your business with that little GPS satellite thing that's in your phone. Or when you, you know, even when you're home on your desktop computer, you know, if you're using Google and you search, it asks you if it can use your location to give you better information. And most people click yes. So you need to be on the other end of that yes.
So how do they start?
There's two really basic ways, and I think if you did these two things, you'd be ahead of 80, 90% of the competition out there. And this is true whether or not you have a website. So let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
You don't need a website for this to work. Let's say you have a geographic location, you have a storefront, or you have a business that you want people to walk into. You have maybe a Facebook page that you want people to go to. You can go to Google My Business. As a matter of fact, you can Google My Business right now, and that is where Google will allow you to put in all the information about your business.
So you can put in your whatever information you want. And this is, by the way, is true of if you have a geographical storefront Or you don't.
Right.
You don't have to put in your home address if you work from home. You could just not put the address part, or you could leave the address vague, or you could put your PO box. I mean, you could do
right. Or there's a box somewhere in the sign up that says not a retail location.
Yeah.
Or you don't have business hours. Right. But the but just to let you know how easy it is to get started, because I know, you know, people, you know, I'm not comfortable online. I shop there, but I really don't know anything about websites.
I don't want my information on the internet.
Yeah, right? That's too bad. It's already there. Okay. So get over that. If you Google My Business and you click on the link, there's a big blue button in the middle that says get on Google. And that's what you want to do. That's surprise. That's where you start. And what this is going to do is, just like a lot of places online, and we're going to talk about like YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff, but wherever you go online, they give you a place to put in your address, put in your phone number, put in a website or an online link if you want to. Frequently, there's a place to put in an email address and a description of your business. And that description of your business, that paragraph about who you are and what you do, is the key to getting found.
So take time and thought into doing it. Use Absolutely. A lot of words. Describe in detail what you do. This is, if anything, if you're going to sit down and spend 15, you don't need that long, 15 right. minutes, 30 minutes tops if you really want to think about it. But if you're going to spend some time doing anything for your business, you have to do that. Think about it.
Yeah.
And list everything you do.
And Google, for example, I can't remember how many characters it is, but let's say there's a 200 or 300 word limit on what you can say about your business. I want you to go over that limit like 9 times while you craft your message down, to make sure that when somebody clicks, because what will happen when you're all done with this is, guess where you're going to show up? You're going to show up on Google Maps. And what happens, excuse me, when you search for Tampa custom t-shirts or, you know, Houston football bling designs or something like that, it's going to show a map at the top of the page, and it's going to have those little buttons. What is it? Is it ABC or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ABC or it's 123 or something like that shows the locations near you that fits that description.
So when you're writing that description, just one pro tip I would give is, think of every word your customer would use to describe what you do first. So if you put yourself in your customer's shoes, get a pen and paper or a notepad on your computer, and think of what they might use. So if you're a rhinestone business, you might put rhinestones, you might put bling, you might put
Cheer Mom t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. You might, you know, things like that, dance shirts.
Yes.
So think of all the words that your customers would use to describe what you do, and maybe rank them if there's a lot. If you've only got 5 or 6, you can probably fit them all. But if you've got 25, start to rank them and then pick like your top 10, and those words have to go in the description.
And in the biz, those are called keywords. Okay, so those are the keywords that people are going to type in to find your business. So let's give some other examples, because I think this is really important. If you are a screen printer, then, and you are in Clearwater, then you might want to have Clearwater screen printing services. Or you might want to have screen printing, custom printed t-shirts, screen printing, serving the Clearwater Tampa area. You know, whatever you want people to find. If you are a screen printer but you just do baseball stuff, then you don't need to have screen printing in there. You can have custom baseball t-shirts.
And you could also, if you're at a loss for words, like you said, all right, I wrote custom screen printing shirts, I've got, you know, 10 words. Well, what are some things you specialized in that you could also add in there? So if you specialize in doing, you could put youth sports, including baseball, soccer, Little League, you know, Pop Warner football. You can write some of these words in there. Pop Warner jerseys. You know, you can write those things in there, so fill it up. So, because you're not looking for everybody to find you. You're looking for the people that want exactly what you do.
Absolutely. And if you have space left over, then what you want to do is add something about why you're different. So maybe if part of your description is free shipping or local delivery, or it could be 24-hour turnaround time. You know, something, once you have your description in there, think about someone that is sitting on driving around on their phone, and they're looking for your business, and there are three businesses that pop up within a 15-minute drive of them. Why are they going to pick yours? Because yours is the one that says friendly service, or yours is the one that says quick turnaround time, or yours is the one that says, you know, family business.
Yeah, no minimum
order. No minimum order. You know, it can be whatever a big advantage to doing business with you is.
And that works. All of that works.
Right.
Because if you probably do it, you go on your phone and you search for a restaurant, you're searching for a pizza place, whatever it is, you go on your phone and you do it, and you choose to click the phone number. Because that's what happens is you go on your phone, you ask Siri or Cortana, or you type into Google or Bing on your phone, a few results come up, and you make a really quick choice, maybe four phone numbers come up.
Yep.
You're going to click the phone number. You're going to use your finger to push the phone number and dial one of those.
Yes.
Or go to the address, or click the address and go to their location. Why are they going to pick you? So get the best customers for you to come by writing some good information in a description.
But here are the important things, especially if you have a, you know, any kind of a retail business or a shop, or you don't mind people showing up at your house, is make sure that you put in the correct address. Make sure that you put in a business name and a phone number and your hours. Because not only is that correct address, that's what Google uses to find you. The hours are going to be important because it makes you look more like a legitimate business. And the phone number is on there for obvious reasons.
And Google and these places will say right under your phone number, open now.
And it does.
Closed
you know,
now.
I used, you know, I'm sitting here staring at my computer, and you can do the same exercise. Go to Google, and I typed in Tampa Custom T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got was I got three ads, which I'm ignoring. I got a map that I can click on that has three highlighted businesses and a lot of smaller dots. And then I've got the three top custom T-shirt businesses here in Tampa. And it's got a great, one of them says, two of them say open until 5, and one of them says open at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can look at the time and I can look at where I am and which one's close, and I'm going to go to one, you know, or I'm going to call one. So, and the good news is that you're going to write this description, you're going to use these keywords, and then there are lots of other places that you're going to do the same thing.
So, Google My Business is,
yes.
is the...
That's number one.
And then Bing...
Bing Places. Yeah, Google used to have a Google Places, and they kind of rolled it into Google My Business to add maps. Bing is still in the Places area, but it's very similar. You're going to go to... You can Google... Bing Places.
Uh-oh.
Which is, you know, it causes...
That sounds dangerous.
It causes a glitch in the matrix, I think. But you can definitely do that. And it says Bing Places for Business. There's a picture of a very friendly-looking young lady at a coffee shop with her tablet in hand and a button that says Get Started. Guess what you do there?
Wait.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You
okay.
Get Started.
Okay.
You do. You get started. And have you noticed, so far we haven't talked about anybody putting in a credit card number. These are all free. These are free listings.
This is different than the advertising.
Yeah, and you're, by the way, if you get that phone call, someone has a slightly unusual accent, and they call you, and they say, hi, I am an expert in SEO and local SEO. For $2,000 or $1,500 or $8,000, I can definitely get you to the number one search on Google for your business. Don't do that.
Yeah, hang up.
Yeah, don't. I mean, be polite. You know, say no thanks. You know, you're a big fat liar, and then hang up.
Well, now that we've learned that lesson.
Yeah, it's important.
It is important. I get that phone call a lot here.
I get it all the time. It's why I bring it up. They sound like really nice people, but they have a hard job.
Well, okay. So then you mentioned in these listings, and I'm going to talk about nap.
Nap time?
Nap, yeah.
Because I'll take a nap right
now.
Nap
time.
Okay.
Nap time is name, address, phone. Nap.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you need to have your nap 100% the same. So right now, decide what your nap is.
Yes.
Okay, and this is, and I mean to the letter.
Does the area code on your phone number have parentheses around it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Are you using dots or are you using dashes?
Yeah, is it Boulevard, BLVD, or are you spelling the whole thing out?
Right.
Is it Coleman, End, A-N-D company, yes. Coleman Plus company, Coleman Ampersand company.
Yeah.
You know, you need to pick one of these, and it needs to be the same across the board. You need to verify, as silly as this sounds, get on Google Maps or something like that. Make sure the spelling and spacing of your address is the way that it should be. And, yeah. and although that sounds silly, it
makes a difference. It's surprising it makes a difference.
How often that's wrong.
Plus there's that branding thing that that marketing guys like to talk about. I mean, other than me, other than me like to talk about that. And that's, you know, someone has to be able to look at the words, even in your address, they have to be able to look at your company name and see the same thing everywhere they look.
Yeah, so if it's Joe's Tees, is it J-O-E-S? Is it J-O-E apostrophe S? You know, you have to consider that.
Is it T apostrophe S? Is it T? Because I will tell you, you know, one of the big keywords in our business is custom T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 47 different ways that you can write custom T-shirts.
Yeah.
Depends on hyphens and letters and spaces and you know, it's confusing.
So you have to pick your NAP. You have to make sure that name, address, and phone are correct. And then put it exactly the same in all of these places that you go.
Right.
So that's your Facebook. If you have a Facebook page, on your Google My Business page, on my Bing places, on any type of community places where you can put up your business information, make it the same everywhere. And that consistency, for one, is going to make sure that it's accurate, that when somebody clicks on the address or they touch it with their finger on their phone, it actually shows up on a map.
Yep, and you mentioned the Facebook word, so I do want to make sure that we talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is my number three on ways to get found online. Because if you Google Bling Transfers, you know, in the Tampa area, you will get somebody's Facebook page. So even if you don't have a website, Facebook for business pages are free. And you have that same location with a little bit the opportunity to put in more text. So that's another place where you can put the description of your business the same way you did in Google and on Bing. And by the way, Bing and Yahoo, they share that information, so you're covered. In Facebook, there's a place to do that. There's a place for a separate website address if you have one. There's the same thing. You've got hours. You've got a place for a phone number, best way to contact. There's a host of information that you can find just by completely filling out your profile on Facebook for your business.
So we've got that covered then. So if you've done those three things, if you just do the Google, the Bing, and the Facebook,
yes,
you've covered a huge portion of
it. I have to say, you sound like my mom when you say the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Are you on the Facebook? Yes, we are.
If you've covered all of those things, then you're going to be found by most everybody. But I still think that there are alternate ways that people can find you online.
Okay.
That I'd like to bring up.
Hit me. Tell me.
Okay. So if there is any type, what you need to search for is there any community forums, whether it's local newspapers, chambers of commerce, city website pages,
yep,
whatever it might be, tourism pages, anything that's a community forums. A lot of these places want people to fill out, and the local businesses to fill out their information.
Yeah.
It makes their website more legitimate. It makes more people want to go there if they go there and they find information. So, is there a local tourism board or chamber of commerce, or does your city actually have a website, and do they have business listings there?
Right.
Because that's one that takes a little bit more work. Because one, you have to actually find the places.
Yes.
I think of like TBO, Tampa Bay Online.
Right.
You know, that's something that's they've got some clout and some presence in the Tampa area.
Yes.
And you can find business listings on there, but not everybody is there. Very few are there. However, the few that are there are going to capture everybody that goes to that site.
Yeah, it's even more valuable if one of those community forums is based on one of your niche markets.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's say, you know, we're in Tampa, so the Lightning are a big deal here. That's an ice hockey team, for those of you who don't know. And there are several very well-trafficked community forums where people talk about the players and the coaches and the last game, and they're on there constantly. And that is another great place to list your business or even just participate
yeah.
and put your business name in the signature line.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's actually a great idea. If you have a website or just your business name, if you can participate on a forum and in your signature, you can link your website.
Yes.
And you're talking about how you're a huge Lightning fan, then everybody that goes through, they'll find you. They'll see what you do. So those are just kind of little hacks, per se, that you could do. But definitely find out your city pages and tourism pages.
See, that's what we should call this podcast episode is local hacks for SEO.
Okay, maybe we'll change the name.
We can't now.
Okay.
So you mentioned forums. How about reviews? Because when I type in... We have a local company here that does pro-spangle transfers.
Okay.
And when I say a local company, I mean a lady that has a pro-spangle machine and works it in her garage. And by the way, those people can make a huge amount of money because it's a great business. When I type in Tampa Bling Transfers, I get a Yelp review for that business. And it's on the front page. And I know for a fact that, you know, she really doesn't have a website. There's a small Facebook page, but she doesn't do any other marketing efforts at all. But everybody that looks for that particular keyword set, and probably true for wherever you are, that Yelp review comes up, and it's a good one. So even if I see, you know, somebody on the map, you know, for Google Maps or Bing, and I see a couple of paid advertisements, and I see websites, if I see a review that's already at 5 stars... That's good stuff right there. I mean, you could get some real traffic from that review.
Yeah, the review is a big deal, and it's great. It's a great favor to ask of your customers. Oh my gosh, you did such an awesome job. Thanks, you know, thanks. You really saved me. I was in a bind. Whatever these people say about you, because you've done a great job preparing custom apparel for them. Say, you know what would really help me out? Do you think you would do like a Google review or a Yelp review for me? It's actually going to help my business out. Then they'll say, a lot of them will say yes. And then that's a great time where you can say, you can flip around your laptop.
Yeah, here, go ahead, log right in. It depends on what kind of guy you are. I mean, that's what I would do. As a matter of fact, when, you know, I used to help out one of our local little neighborhood organizations, and I did a website for them and things like that. When we would hold events, at local restaurants, I would actually stand up and tell everyone in the room to take out their cell phones, and if they're on Facebook, to check in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do the same with Yelp. You can do the same with Google Plus, you know, doing Google reviews. Is you can ask your customers just straight out of the gate, hey, welcome to the shop, or thanks for patronizing my business. You know, do you mind pulling out your smartphone for a minute, going on Facebook and just hitting check in?
And if you have a little either coupon or a freebie you can give away, that will be such a motivator. The best idea that I've seen, maybe not the best idea, but my favorite idea.
Okay.
Okay, I went in to a local phone shop where I was getting my like a battery replaced on my phone or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had a little kiosk there, or a little stand of some sorts, where they said, hey, if you check in and give us a Google review... do it, and then ask the clerk for a free screen protector.
Yeah, nice.
And it was just a cheap, plain screen protector. But I'll tell you, I mean, I sat there. I was waiting for my phone to be repaired.
Right.
And I sat there for probably a half hour. I saw at least 6 or 7 people go off there and do it for something that probably cost them a nickel.
Yes. So, you're into bribery, though.
Yeah,
so you're very much into bribery.
I'm into bribery. I think that it works. I think that it's just a nice gesture.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it
it's
is.
Like, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about bribing people.
Yeah.
No, we've talked about reviews and Yelp, Yahoo. If for some reason you would benefit from a Travelocity review or TripAdvisor, hey, that's fine. You know, maybe you've got an amusement park and custom T-shirt shop. I don't know.
Well, that's where I mentioned like the tourism. There a lot of our customers and people in this industry do cater towards tourism.
Right.
And if you do, then yeah, being on a travel site or being on a local tourism webpage,
man, that opens up a lot of opportunities.
Yeah,
for you.
Come here and get, you know, custom stuff made.
Yeah, or even if you trip. just supply to area resorts, like we've got a lot of beach resorts here in the Tampa Bay area, even if you're just one of their suppliers. You know, you could go on theirs and say, hey, proud supplier of, you know, this spot.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You can definitely do that.
So I think those are all really just cool things to do, and they're so easy. And then they're kind of a do it once.
Yeah, and once again, they're all free.
They're all free.
Now, there's one more that I want to mention here because it's kind of off the wall, and I've used it for a couple of different companies, and I just checked a few minutes ago, and they still show up on the front page of search. And that's going to Manta.com. Manta is used to be just it's a place where you would find things that were manufactured. As a matter of fact, I think that's what it used to stand for, is Manufacturing Association of something.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
But now you can go on there and you can just get your business listed. And you can do the same thing. You can fill in descriptions and things like that, and they actually do show up on search. Now, the downside to Manta is, I will warn you, just like actually when you sign up for Google My Business, is you will start to get the phone calls and the emails of people that want to help you with SEO and advertising, and don't do any of it. Don't do anything anyone calls you or emails you and talks about, except for us. But it's a great source. Even a free listing on Manta, you may never get a customer inquiry, but, you know, it'll help you with SEO. It'll help you show up.
Yeah, and that's kind of the whole thing, is just that wherever people are going to be, you want to show up for your business.
Right.
Especially online, because everything is online. And if you do actually have a website, make sure that you follow the kind of some of these same rules on there. That if you have somebody that helped to build your website for you, you know, hopefully, if there's somebody good, they're preparing your site for, you know, local SEO.
Yes, absolutely.
If it's like your cousin's nephew who does websites,
may not be doing it.
Sometimes it is worth to pay for some help.
Right, but if it's a reputable company, like we partner with Deco Network a lot, you know, at Cold SE, and that's part of their website package, is a little local SEO to help you out.
And one thing that I mentioned on there, and this is a good thing that I didn't mention for the description or wherever, all the things before this and your website, is if you have a neighborhood name.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. If you have a neighborhood name, so for a period of time, I lived in Tampa for a long time. For a period of that, I lived in an area called Carrollwood.
Right.
Which is in Tampa, but it's a community in Tampa. It's an area in Tampa, and there's a lot of those. Most big cities are going to have 5 or 10 or 20 little community areas. So if you put that in your description, put it on your website, put it in the description on your Google and your
wait.
All that stuff.
Unless it's a terrible neighborhood.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you're working out of your home and you live in a terrible, terrible neighborhood that people don't want to go to, then maybe just use the bigger one. You know, like, you know, if I was not in a nice part of Tampa, you know, and there was a sub neighborhood name, maybe I just want to say that I'm in Tampa.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Then people will be surprised when they come to your business and realize that they should have come on. You know, it could be something like that.
Well, all of that will really...
Carrollwood is not like that. That's not what reminded me. Carrollwood is a nice, respectable neighborhood.
But if you do that, that will make a difference in when people find you. Because some folks will just search for the community.
Yeah, definitely.
They'll just put Carrollwood t-shirt shop.
Yes, Harbor Island or Downtown Tampa t-shirt shop.
Yeah,
something like that.
And if you're near downtown... that's a great thing to describe. Even if you're not in the direct area, being in the vicinity is good enough too.
Yes.
So you could put near downtown if you're 3 miles away.
Right.
And that's fine, because if somebody's in the downtown area searching for something, 3 miles is reasonable.
Right.
You don't have to be exactly in the area. If you're close enough, use the one that's best to your advantage.
Agreed. That's a good tip.
I think that's a nice way of saying if you're in a bad neighborhood, use a nicer one.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You use 3 miles from the rich neighborhood. That's what you want to say. Okay. So I remembered one more as we're talking, and I don't know why I didn't make one of this, you know, this one of my top three or four, and that's YouTube. I know that a lot of you might not use it, but if you search for almost anything, especially if it starts with the words how to, it's very likely that a YouTube video is going to present itself on the first page of search. If you didn't know, YouTube is a part of Google. It's owned by Google. And it's, I think, now it's Google, Facebook, YouTube, as far as the top three places where people search. So it is a great place to be found. Not only is it a great place to be found, but links from a YouTube channel or a YouTube video back to your website or back to your Facebook page will help your SEO as well. It'll help your search rank.
And if you're not going to get anything produced commercially, or you don't have a great idea for a video, you can even just put, you know, how to order shirts in Tampa, Florida through TampaCustomT-shirts.com. Yeah. And then it could just be you, or it doesn't have to be your face if you're camera shy. You could do a screenshot on your website, whatever it is. And you can just talk about your business and be a very just makeshift, simple, very family business feeling.
That's what we do. That's what we do. I think we've got 680 videos on the Cold SE website. And, you know, we did them all either with my phone or like a $400 video camera. You know, it's not a big production. You could even, one of my favorite ideas is to maybe do a little video as you're doing an order or when you finish an order. Like, let's say you get an order, you're an embroiderer for a Little League team's caps.
Okay.
Then, so one of them is sewing out on your machine, and you pick up your phone, and you point it at it, and you hit the record button, and says, "Hey, so excited, working on this order for the, whatchamacallit, local Little League team. This is Mark from Mark's Custom T-Shirts in Tampa, Florida." Click. It's a 30-second video, and you know what? If you make that available on YouTube and make sure your customer knows it's there, man, they'll share that thing. Look, you can actually see them sewing the hat. Isn't that cool? And it'll get shared, and you'll get links. It's a great technique.
And this actually, this just got juices flowing in my head about the customer experience episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was a good one.
You know what? I think that's a pretty cool idea for an added customer experience. What if you took a little shot of you making their apparel and put it on YouTube and shared it to them?
Yes.
You know, as part of your routine customer experience. How many people do that?
It would be great. I'll tell you what, if you make it a video as opposed to a picture, because if you take a picture, then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, the car salesman that takes a picture of you and your new car. Nobody ever sees that. Yeah. No one ever sees that. If you take a little video of the order being sewn, or you putting rhinestones on it, or even you're just getting it packed up and ready to ship, and how excited you are to have that customer and to be putting together this order, and how happy you are that they're going to order another one. You know, if you do things like that and make it a short video, that is a really powerful marketing tool. And when you put a link to your website, you know, on YouTube in there, then it's great SEO too.
Yeah. So it's all of this stuff. I don't think this episode is terribly long or complicated.
No.
It's
good,
about,
though.
Yeah, there's about five things that you need to do.
Yeah.
I think total on this list. And you can do them in a single afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, you could do them on a Saturday afternoon. It doesn't take a lot of work. It takes a little bit of thought.
Yes.
But the ramifications are huge. And if you know all of the shops in your area, and you go online and try to find them, you're going to see that still, even nowadays,
they're not all there.
And you want to be there, right?
Yeah.
I want you to be there.
Yeah, I know, because we need you to buy more equipment and more supplies to keep your business running. That's
so
really what we
want
need.
You to be there. It's going to help you out a ton. It's going to be so easy, and it doesn't have to be terribly complicated. And then I think just one more tip is that when you're done, go on your calendar, whether it's on your phone or your computer, whatever you use, even if you don't normally use your phone calendar, go in there and set a reminder for, say, 6 months, and just check them all again.
Yeah.
Make sure nothing's changed. Make sure you don't want to edit what it says.
And it's not going to be immediate. You're not going to do this stuff and then show up, you know, everywhere 15 minutes later. So, you know, be patient. You need to do this stuff. It may not make an impact right now, but it will soon.
Yeah, absolutely it will. And then if you just keep on it, make sure your listing, you know, even just once a year, is still up to date. You know, if you say screen printing and embroidery, and you stop doing screen printing and you're focusing only on embroidery now, if you didn't change any of those things, you're still going to get the screen printing calls.
Yes.
And you don't want that. It's right. Going to be a waste of everyone's time.
Man, I just thought we should have called this podcast episode
the
secrets to getting found online.
No, it's too late. We can't change
it. I know. Okay, so let's run through our
little
list here.
Actually, I could change
here.
The name if I want.
No, it's too late. We can't re-record the opening and... Although nobody's listening at this point.
Okay.
It's late in the podcast. They've all already gone somewhere. So let's do a quick recap here. We talked about The number one thing you can do, if you are at home right now listening to this, after the podcast, after you've gone to the podcast website page, you've made a nice comment about us, you joined Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group, is to fill out Google My Business. I mean, that is the, if you didn't do anything else, you'd be way ahead of the game. Just pretend you got a phone call that said, hey, I'd like to get you listed on Google. How would you like that? It's free. Mm-hmm. So just pretend you got that phone call. The next one is Bing Places. And Bing Places will also get you listed on Yahoo, because I do know personally that there are at least three people that still use Yahoo.
Yeah, I've seen
at least three. Then there's Facebook. We talked about YouTube. We talked about Yelp and Google reviews. We talked about Manta.com. We mentioned the forums, the local forums, and getting listed. What else? The nap. You have to talk about taking a nap.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that your name, address, and phone number are good. And the same and correct. Exactly the same.
I still haven't done that. I still really need to do that.
Exactly the same everywhere. And then search around, ask around, and find what are local community forums and listings that you can put your information on for free.
Yes.
So again, I'll name a few. You know, a city website, a local tourism websites, the various chambers of commerce. And there's not just one chamber of commerce in a lot of cities. You'll find a Hispanic chamber of commerce. You might find, you know, all different subcultural chamber of commerce.
Yes.
You could probably get listed on all of those
for
free, because they want their members to find local businesses.
Yes.
Some of them you might have to join, and we've talked about that in other episodes. Maybe you do join some of those. But go through there, and then also the last little thing is, if you do have a community area that you're in that has a name, or you're near downtown, or you're near a really big area, make sure that you're mentioning that as well.
I agree. I especially if you're in a bad neighborhood. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I'll say. So, okay, I really like this. I really like this podcast. I think it's very useful. It's something that's not going to take a lot of time. That, you know, down the road is going to have a real impact on these folks' business.
Yeah, and the good news is any moment now we're going to settle on what the name is going to be.
You know, this has been episode 19 of the CAS podcast. It's been the secrets of getting found online for free, or something similar to that name. with Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And I'm Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. Thank you for listening.
Hey, have a good business.